Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the MLS UK show Stoppage Time. Yes, it's back for another season, another 12 months of ups and downs and everything in between. I'm Henry Hewitt and as always I'm joined by...
Elliot Holman, ready for the downs. Just the downs.
Hey, Orlando and Atlanta won at the weekend, so we're starting on a high, but that's where it's going to go down. Speaking of the weekend then, let's get started, Elliot. It's the first weekend of MLS. What impressed you? Who impressed you? And who were you excited to see for the rest of the season?
Well, Seattle definitely impressed me. I thought they were, should have gone in chronological order really, but that game was all on its own, so it had my full attention. Seattle really impressed me. Orlando didn't, but they got the win. Atlanta didn't, but they got the win. Do you know what? I'll throw a controversial one in there, because obviously Philly were great. But in all honesty, Columbus looked really good and Houston looked really good as well. They lost on the road, and you know, it's been Pat Noonan said, you know, really good performance from Houston, and they probably deserve to win the game, and I would have to agree with that. So yeah, some really good performances, but some that, you know, maybe surprise you if you just look at the results.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just looking at the results here, and it's funny how when they're all, you know, when we're watching Apple TV, which we'll talk about in a moment, and it's all happening at once, you can't really take them all in individually. But when you're looking at them on screen, I've got to say a massive shout out for St. Louis. What a win. We expected them to get beat and beat heavily.
Yeah.
So to go to Austin, win 3-2, and I know Austin basically handed it to him on the play.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got the win, and what a win.
It was fantastic. Obviously, I didn't mention them because I figured we were going to go into a little bit more detail with Austin and St. Louis City SC. I really think that they kind of ticked a few boxes for me when you saw, because we mentioned how inexperienced they are. We mentioned that there's no like proven MLS players in there. You know, Jared Stroud, for example, who, you know, did get a goal, technically. You know, he barely played last year for Austin. I admire the fact that he didn't celebrate, but they barely played him, you know. And so it's a similar story all over the field for St. Louis. They haven't got loads of experience, but they just banded together, they worked hard, and I said that in the last episode, you know, sometimes hard work beats talent, and that was the issue for Austin at the weekend. Can they continue it? They go into this huge home opener this weekend. Can they do it again and again and again? You have to keep that momentum all season or you're not making the playoffs and you're going to be exactly where everybody expected you to be. So I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I would second that. I'm very, very excited about watching St. Louis, especially at home. A lot of it's been expected. And we said on the main episode of MLS UK show, a lot is expected from the food as well. So I'll be scanning Twitter. Make sure I've eaten first because it doesn't make me really hungry. But I'll be scanning Twitter for pictures of the food at St. Louis' stadium. A massive shout out as well for DC. Got the win in the end, 3-2. I think you know, Click could be a massive signing for him and could really, I mean, I don't know what we're expecting from DC. I don't think we're expecting an MLS Cup charge, but maybe a signing with experience, not MLS experience, but big experience in the Premier League like Click, could really click for DC this season.
Yeah, you already made that joke on our Twitter and everyone thought it was hilarious. I just rolled my eyes. Also, loads of people tagged me on Twitter at the weekend. I can't see it. I'm locked out of Twitter. It's a whole thing. Don't worry. Don't ask me. I'm not ignoring you. But yeah, huge sign in. Real proper impact. That great goal, fantastic debut. Again, DC are one of the teams that I can't place. I can't place what way this is going to go. It's either going to be a disaster or they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, 90% of teams are going to make the playoffs. But I'm. Again, intrigued.
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about the new playoff structure later on in the episode. But the whole weekend started off with Nashville versus New York City FC. Of course, Nashville got a 2-0 win. And that propelled Apple TV's coverage of MLS. Now, this is going to be the second thing we're talking about on the MLS UK show, Stoppage Time, the episode where we talk about all the big news in MLS. And this is probably the biggest news we've had in quite a few years. Apple TV, then, it's here. We all got to watch it. Elliot, what did you think?
I'm really, really impressed. And look, I know there's tiny things that they need to iron out. I know that. But this is Apple who don't do this. They don't do, you know, this live sports coverage. Apple have never touched football, soccer in their lives. And it was extremely, extremely polished. I was really impressed with it. The fact that on a Saturday night, wherever I am in the world, I had a mate in the pub watching. I was watching on my TV. He was watching on his phone. I picked up my iPad and I put the 360 show on. It just works. It's classic Apple. So first of all, fair play, because you know, maybe if you're watching in the States, it's a little bit easier for you. We've struggled so much over here, you know, having to find a stream of the game or Sky showing one game, or remember when one of the other channels had it, Free Sports had it, and then halfway through they cut away to the log cutting championships that were being held at the Echo Arena in Liverpool, and you're just like, what is going on? So having something that's, you know, they've really thrown everything at it, and for proper MLS sickos like us, it's just so good. I've seen a lot of people on our Twitter have actually been moaning about the cost. Money's different for everyone, and I think from my house here, maybe my neighbor feels differently about, you know, maybe they earn a different amount of money, and in the States and in Canada, I understand, all over the world, money is different and it's different for different people. For me, I think it's fantastic value, but that's because, like I say, I'm a sicko. I watch like seven games properly, not just like had them on. I properly watched like seven games, and then I've been catching up on other ones. I've watched, you know, highlights. The 360 show was on. I had like three games on at once on three different screens. Of course, it's worth the money. You know, someone tweeted and just said, "Oh, they've taken the highlights off YouTube, and now I have to pay for them." I said, well, don't pay for it if you just want to watch the highlights. Like, this is for proper sickos like you and me and everybody listening to this podcast. If you're suffering this podcast, you love MLS. And I think it's fantastic value for what they're giving us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as you said there, everyone's different. And, you know, as it is here, £15 a month and £99 a year for me and you, who know we're going to get the value out of it, is brilliant. But if you're someone who used to just like catching MLS matches on a Sunday evening here in the UK on Sky Sports, maybe it's not perhaps worth the value. But for the MLS fan, I think it's brilliant. It's brilliant content. I thought the 360 show was excellent. Okay, there were some teething issues. I spent the first 20 minutes wondering when they're going to sit down. I felt so sorry for the people doing it because they just stood up, and I thought I couldn't do that. But you know, on the whole, it was a great product for us in the UK when we used to get, you know, the matches, the quality of the matches not in terms of on the pitch, but in terms of the actual picture quality was poor.
Yeah.
You know, you had commentators who did a great job, but they're in a studio in London. They don't know what's happening around the ground. They can't see who's the subs being made. They can't see anything. So to have that and have the same, you know, the same basically output as what they're getting in the US and Canada and everywhere else in the world was absolutely fantastic. And as well, I think the, you know, a mate of mine, Phil, he's got a season ticket with Orlando. He gets Apple TV with that season ticket. And he was at the game on Saturday evening, and he was able to show his kids what, like, replays of what had happened on the pitch.
Yeah.
It's the future of soccer. You know, we both go and watch our teams here in England. And, you know, I went to watch Bolton Wanderers on Saturday, and to see a repeat of the goal, you had to, at halftime, go on Twitter and see if anyone's been watching it on a stream and films the stream. It's not like they've screen recorded it. They filmed it on their TV, and that's the first replay of a goal or an incident that you get. So it is the future of soccer, and I think MLS is, in the future, is going to be seen as a bit of a trailblazer for this. And credit to, you know, Apple TV, because we know that these sort of things, there's a massive thing, you know, deal of work. There's massive amount of work that goes into it, and there could have been teething issues. And for me, the only teething issues was, you know, how we maybe do the 360 show. But on the whole, it was brilliant. It's exactly, I was lay there in bed on Saturday night watching it, thinking, this is exactly what I've needed. I can watch a live match or two on a Saturday evening, go to bed, and just watch the goals come in. You get to see all the goals, you get to see all the action, and you're not just stuck to one game. But if any of you want to be, you can be stuck to a game. Fantastic. 10 out of 10 for me, and I can't wait for this season now, and I can't wait for just to see how this goes and the journey it goes on. And I'm also looking forward to seeing if other leagues, because, okay, the Premier League have got their deals, but for the EFL, which we support clubs in the EFL, they should be looking at this and going, well, we can provide, if there are in this country, considering it's the second, third and fourth leagues, there are thousands and thousands of people who go watch these. Bolton play in the third tier of English football. We got 20,000 fans in the other day. Norwich are in the second tier. You get 25,000. You know, so there's already nearly 50,000 fans watching two games live. So you could do this sort of thing and get loads of people signed up. And I think there will be other leagues will really look at MLS and think, we can do that. And to be a part of that and to be supporting a league that's doing that is, it's great.
I agree. And just going back to, the pricing, and I think for 15 quid or whatever it is, I'm going to be honest with you. I had a McDonald's the other day. It was before work. I drove to Leeds. I was doing a bit of TV work, and I thought, before I get changed and go on camera, I'm going to smash a McDonald's, right? I haven't eaten all day.
Oof. Brave man doing that before you go on camera.
I spent so much, right? I had so much food. It was literally nearly 15 quid, right? Now, 15 quid for a meal. There's like one meal. Not even a good meal, let's be honest. Now, on Saturday night, I watched Nashville versus New York City. Then I watched Orlando versus New York Red Bulls. I also had Atlanta on a second screen and the 360 show. Then I watched the Austin game. Then I watched the Vancouver game. Then I watched the next day the Seattle game. And this morning, before work, I left for work at 5 a.m. At 3 a.m., I was watching Portland. 15 quid. I'd pay 15 quid a week. Like, I think it's fantastic. I know everyone's not as sad as me, but I think it's fantastic. I love it. A lot of people asking if they could just pay to watch their team. And I kind of get that. But I think it gets complicated in different markets. And I think ultimately they've got this deal because they've paid so much money for it. No rules, anywhere, any screen, any time. And I think for that privilege, you're going to have to pay for it.
Well, let's move on then to our next topic we're going to talk about. And I guess with Apple TV coming, as great as it is, there are going to be some downsides. And I think the next one has got something to do with them. It's the playoffs and the new playoff format. We was praising the playoff format the last 2 years, saying, how brilliant is this? Okay, there's quite a few teams in it, but it's a one-off game. Every time there's drama, there's excitement, there's teams that you expect are going to get to MLS Cup who don't because they've got, you know, a home game, but then there's got teams on a roll who are doing well and they'll come in and beat them and they've got 2 weeks break and all of this stuff. But now they've changed it and it is one-off games at the end of the playoffs, but at the start of it, there are now, about a million teams involved and they have the best of three. Of course, I joke about the million teams involved, but the best of three is actually becoming a thing. Before we talk about the amount of teams that are going to be involved, Elliot, this best of three thing is a very US sort of playoff thing. What do you think of it?
Playoffs for me growing up, Norwich City made the playoffs when I was in year six at school, and it was the biggest thing. You wanted to make the playoffs. Only a few teams made the playoffs. Now 90% of teams make the playoffs. Embarrassing if you don't. Like, that for me, coaches are just getting fired if you don't make the playoffs. This is how bad it is. I don't even understand it. The guy that just told you that he watched like 7 MLS games in full the other day doesn't even understand it. So the bottom team plays the fourth team and they play each other three times, and then it's just leave it alone. We might come to it and we might understand it a bit more. It might become a bit more clear why they've done this, and maybe they will, we'll say, okay, well, it was all right. We're going to get a lot of games to watch, but it was fine. The last 2 years have been fantastic. The playoffs have been brilliant, and I don't get why you mess with it. Other than maybe there was some deal they had to provide so many games for Apple. I don't know. I'm clutching at straws. I don't know. There'll be people who understand it a lot more than me. I'm not the person to come to for this because I just read it and went, nope, not for me.
I did roll my eyes when I saw it. And this kind of got leaked a few weeks ago, and then it got announced the other week. And actually got announced literally just after we recorded our first episode, which was annoying, but that was a bit of a bumper episode anyway, so I was kind of glad. But as I understand it, so you've, first of all, before anything, you finish the season and then you've got two wild card games. So whoever finishes 8th and 9th in both conferences will play each other, and the winner will then go into the playoffs. So there's the first thing to negotiate. After that, it's the best of three series. So I'm going to read a few of the bullet points here to try and help us understand it. So every round one game will have a winner. No ties, no aggregate score. The matches will be hosted home, away, home. So if you finish in the top, basically the top four, you will get the home game first and the home game last. For those finishing 5th, 6th, 7th, and whoever wins 8th or 9th will get the two away games. So it would be basically first versus whoever wins the wildcard game. Second in the conference will play 7th, 3rd v 6th, 4th v 5th. And then it goes to the conference semi-finals after all of that. And that will be single elimination matches hosted by the highest seed. And then it's the conference final and MLS Cup, which is on start of December, actually. They have announced that, I think. But so that's how it goes. So from the conference semi-finals, the final, and the MLS Cup game, we know that. That's exactly how it is. All they've done is change the start of it. But the best of three matches, I don't know. I don't know. And also, I've not really read in. I mean, if you go 2-0 up, if you win the first two games, does that make the third game void, or do you still play it? Like, what's the deal with that?
They're not playing the third game, as I understand.
Well, at least that's a bit of sense in it. But, I don't know. I think I really liked how it was. And who knows, we may watch this at the end of the season and be like, actually, that's really exciting. That's brilliant. And that's exactly what MLS has needed in the playoffs. But we might also watch it and go, we preferred the single elimination matches. Who knows? But it's definitely, I do definitely think that Apple have had something to do with this, to be honest. MLS, and this is it.
Make it every day, because I think that was the only downside of this weekend. I know I've just told you I've watched so much soccer, but like, if they could stretch them out, so many of the games are at the same time. If they can stretch the playoffs out, and it means we get football, soccer on a Monday night, and then the next game to get into the playoffs is the Tuesday night, and then like the playoffs actually start on the Wednesday. Like, maybe it's just to give us loads of soccer to watch, and in which case I'm here for it. I just think it's so complicated that no one even knows if they like it. It's just, there's so much going on that it's hard to know where you stand with it.
Well, I think over the next few years we'll start to see more of this. Apple will have the final say, and they're producing a great product. And if it makes MLS better and provides more money in the league, then we're going to have to sit back and just watch what goes on. But for now, it's a big thumbs down from us. But let us know what you think at MLS UK Show on Twitter, Instagram, and we're also on TikTok too. Something that I actually want to bring into the Stoppage Time episodes and before we leave, and this is because we got a message this morning, so I might introduce, I don't know, the question of the week or something like that.
Question of the week. Come on, do it properly.
There we go. We'll record you doing that. That can be our jingle. So this is from John on Twitter. He's tweeted us this morning, Tuesday morning as we speak. He's from the UK, I think, but he's moving to Montreal very soon. So he's getting into MLS. And he's asked us if it's possible to help explain all the different cups and competitions they now are. Could we basically say what the UK or the English equivalent is?
Okay.
And I looked at this and thought, well, there's a couple of really easy ones. And then there's a couple that we're just going to have to say, try and explain what they are and say they're a complete different entity. So I guess MLS Cup is if the Premier League did a playoff system at the end to decide who would win the competition. So there technically isn't something like that.
It's the Premier League, but with the championship trophy instead, isn't it? Like the playoff trophy at the end.
Yeah. So let's move on now to, well, US Open. That's an easy one. That's the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup, Elliot.
Who could we team up with? Scotland?
Well, something that I thought, and this, I wasn't even alive, I don't think, when this competition happened, but I know Bolton were in it. Years ago, I think in the late 80s, they did an Anglo-Italian Cup, which was basically, I think, lower league teams in England versus lower league teams in Italy, or Division 1, or second tier teams.
Serie D.
I think it was either, it must have been Serie B, because I don't think Bolton were that far down at that point. So anyway, they played each other, and then the winner would win this Anglo-Italian Cup. This is basically what it is between the US and Mexico. But like Elliot said there, it would be like England teaming up with, say, Scotland, and going, we're going to have a competition where some of our teams face your teams, or we just put them in a big parts and draw out group stages, and then the winner is the League's Cup champions. So that's it.
Well, interestingly, if he's going to be a Montreal fan, think about it. Like, America and Canada have already joined forces for MLS. So it's similar again, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and you just reminded me there, he's going to Montreal, so we should mention that the US Open, ignore that, it's the Canadian Championship.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to be in, and that'll be playing against some teams from the Canadian Premier League and other teams in Canada, and every year it's won by either Toronto, Vancouver, or Montreal. Champions League, pretty simple, I guess.
Yep, self-explanatory.
Yep, amongst CONCACAF. Campeones Cup?
Ooh.
It's a bit like a Super Cup, is it? But guess MLS winners v Mexico's League MX winners.
It's like the Community Shield, but for Mexico and the US.
Yeah, good. Fair enough. And of course, the biggest one, the American Insurance Cup, which is Atlanta versus a team from Liga MX, and held annually at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
No one cares. Don't you normally lose that to Charleston Battery or something?
No. We lose it to a credible team from Liga MX. I hope we've done that justice. If you can do it better, give us a shout at MLS UK Show. Great to have you aboard, John, as well. Massive shout out to everyone else who watched or listened to our first episode of 2023. It's already our third most watched episode on YouTube, and we got even more people listening to it as well. So thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully you can join us throughout the season. As you may have guessed with this episode, we do a main episode and then a Stoppage Time episode the week after, and then alternate. So we will continue to do that throughout the season until Elliot's lovely wife, Bryony, gives birth and he has to take paternity leave from the show.
I'll be begging to do an episode. Get me out of the house.
Before we go, I just want to say a massive thank you to our sponsors, Soccer90.com. They will be joining us again for a third season. Remember, if you go to Soccer90.com, get a jersey or some other apparel from MLS clubs, Premier League clubs, other European clubs, Liga MX clubs, international teams as well, you can do so. And at the checkout, if you put in MLS UK, you get 20% off too.
Yeah, they're fabulous guys. They're based in Dallas, Texas, and they look after us and they make sure that this podcast can exist. So go and support them. Go and get yourself some discount as well. And we appreciate them joining us for a third year.
Right, that's it from us. If you can subscribe on your podcast provider, follow us on there. Also give us a rating. But there's one rule and one rule only.
LA Galaxy style, 5 stars only.
Don't forget to like and subscribe and click the notification bell on YouTube as well. That's it for the first episode of Stoppage Time of 2023. Stoppage Time, we were doing it last year for the last 12 months. Despite anyone else who comes up with a name, Stoppage Time, we were here first.
He enjoyed.
And on that note, we'll see you next week. See ya.
Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.